At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park for the Jimmy Fund Telethon. Andy Hart, Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy Stevens, joined by the Key family right now, Brittany, Ricky, Amelia, and Dylan. Dylan's got his Red Sox jersey on, if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, rolling around on the floor, having a heck of a time. Brittany, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So reading your story, there's a lot to it, but I want you to try to describe sort of the journey that you've been on in your own words.
Sure. Ta-da. Yeah, so last year I had I was experiencing some blood in my stool, and it was after I had had a procedure in which I was put on a blood thinner. And so they took me off the blood thinner, it resolved, but it kept coming back a little bit, and I had known a little bit about some of the signs of colorectal cancer, and there was just something in the back of my head that thought this could be something. Hey, Amelia, can you, thank you, sweetheart. Earth, she thinks she's in space. and so I kept at it. I went to my primary care physician. They referred me to a GI doctor. And eventually I got in for the colonoscopy last August. And that is when they found a mass. And I was diagnosed with stage 3 rectal cancer at that time. And that was really where the whirlwind started. I finished treatment this past April. So I'm currently in surveillance, which is amazing. But it was a long road to get there.
And you had had some health issues prior to that as well. So
obviously
it's been a bumpy decade for you.
It really was. So speaking of Dylan, this crazy little guy here, when I was pregnant with him, I had a stroke just completely out of the blue. I've been otherwise very young and healthy. And had a stroke, and part of that, and trying to figure out what happened, is they realized that I had a hole between the two chambers of my heart. It's actually quite common. It's called the PFO, but it can lead to that blood clot going up to your brain and causing a stroke. And so when I had that closed, that was when they put me on that blood thinner, and that was when I experienced my first issue of the rectal bleeding. And then over time, I started to get a little bit more tired. I was anemic for the first time in my life. I started to experience some heaviness in my pelvic floor. Things just kind of started to stagger and build. And over time, collectively, that starts to signal that something might be wrong.
And Brittany, of course, your husband Ricky is here with you and your two kids. Just when you got the news, I mean, you come together as a family and you got these beautiful babies, and you say what to each other? We gotta find a way to get through this. This is something we have to overcome as a team, right?
That's right. We were in the car on the way home from the colonoscopy where, you know, we'd got the worst news we've ever had in our life. And I said two things. I'm going to go to Dana-Farber. And, oh, my gosh, we have not taken the kids to Disney yet. Like, those are, you put on the parent hat and you say, oh, my gosh, we haven't done these things. What's going to happen? Why didn't we do that earlier? You just start to catastrophize everything. And you also get into the planning mode where you're trying to figure out where you're going to go and what doctor you're going to see, because there's so many options. And it took me about 2 weeks to figure out where to go and to get all the appointments scheduled. But that was the beginning of it all. I mean, he's been my rock. I mean, he's obviously took on a lot of the parenting responsibilities throughout treatment. And, you know, without him, I wouldn't have been able to dedicate the time that I needed to rest and to be my best self for the kids when I could throughout the treatment. So yeah, he's been amazing.
Ricky, what was that like for you, suddenly had a lot thrown on you. I mean, just raising two young kids as a traditional couple is difficult, never mind what you guys had to go through.
Yeah, I mean, it was overwhelming at first, really scary, a lot of tears, a lot of sad nights. But, yeah, I mean, we just kind of got through it. We have a lot of support with our family close by, and both our workplaces were accommodating, so that helped a lot. But, yeah, emotionally, we had a lot of ups and downs, and, you know, glad to be hopefully on the other side of it for now.
And can you tell us a little bit about the impact that the Jimmy Fund and especially Dana Farber has had on, you know, providing this family-like environment of immense, constant positivity, especially for like a tight-knit family like yourselves that should be the absolute picture of health, and yet you guys have had to clear so many hurdles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think it's rare when you're in the healthcare space, especially going through cancer, you don't expect to feel the level of comfort that you do when you're going to Dana-Farber, but just the moment that I met with Dr. Meyerhart, we had our plan figured out. I think that was probably the first time that I slept soundly in the 2 weeks post-diagnosis. Like I always tell people that those first 2 weeks where you don't really know what's going on, you're not sure what stage you're at, you're doing some more testing, it's really hard to figure out what's going on. But once you have that plan, we just both had such a sigh of relief, and I knew that I would be going through treatment and it was going to be a journey, but I felt so protected, and there were so many programs. And I remember going to Brigham and Women's for my surgeon, you know, evaluation, because my surgery was first in my first line of treatment, and the research.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Advisor for the Young Onset Colorectal Cancer Center came over, and she gave me the pamphlet around, you know, all the research that's happening within Dana-Farber, which is incredible, because I'm, you know, I represent a lot of patients who are not typical for colorectal cancer, and all of the programs of learning kind of how to parent through cancer. There's a lot of great online programs that are offered, and I was able to meet some other young adults who have cancer as well that are being treated by Dana-Farber. So you really do feel like you're a part of a community, and you can take advantage of whatever resource you need in any given moment. And everyone's just so friendly when you walk in the door. It's incredible, from the reception to parking all the way, you know, to the doctors that you engage with every day.
I feel like there's a little bit of a reoccurring theme, at least for today's guest, but you guys both look like you're very, very fit, and it says you're a big CrossFit. I used to be, and then the injuries started piling up, but
yeah,
you like to lift. I still lift mm-hmm. still, but that is kind of a foundation for your everyday life, is working out, lifting.
Absolutely. And I think what allowed me to get through this treatment was really hard, but I think, you know, I remember one of my friends, when I was diagnosed, and I told my girlfriends, and they, one of them said, "My gosh, of all of us, for you to be the one that got cancer, we're all screwed."
You know, you've always been healthy.
You're so, you know, disciplined with your diet, and you work out. Like, my gosh, if you could get cancer, like, that's just, it's so scary. And it is the reality. And we don't always think that it is. And, you can feel upset about that because you're like, wow, I did everything that I'm told to do, all the guidelines. I have none of the lifestyle risk factors, and none of that applies to me, but I still got this. And I had to just change my mindset to say, at least I'm strong enough and I can fight this even more so because of that foundation of health that I have. And so I'm grateful that I dedicate, you know, all of that time and energy to being healthy for my kids and for myself. And to be able to get through this, it will certainly help me in the long run.
And you need it to keep up with Dylan, from what I've seen.
Yeah. Yes, oh, yeah. He's already fallen 3 times today on our way to Fenway.
So
he's having a
he's also
day.
Done his
learned.
He's also done
up.
His best too. There was
oh,
a plug back
so
here.
Much.
He was going to unplug. He was going to push a button over there. So if we go off the air, I'm not going to say I'm pointing fingers, but I'm pretty sure who I know which finger to point at. Dylan.
Yep.
Amelia, how are you doing? Amelia, how are you doing through all this, buddy? Are you doing okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mom and Dad are rock stars, huh?
Yeah.
She was my buddy. She took care of me. I was able to really take all of the rest time that I needed during the day when our family and friends and their school were taking care of them during the day, and I could rest up and then come home, and she would be so gentle with me when I had my surgery, and I would come home from chemo with the pump for 2 days, and you know, they both knew, like, I couldn't pick up Dylan for a couple of days and for a couple of weeks after my surgeries. And, you know, she's always curious about my scar. And I had an ileostomy, so that was a whole thing. You know, kids are very fascinated about bowel habits, as you can imagine. And you start to get very comfortable talking about those things. And I actually think that's part of the challenge, is that, you know, a lot of the symptoms that I experienced and that people experience, they're a bit embarrassing to talk about. It's very taboo. And you just explain them away. And for some people, it ends up, you know, being too late, unfortunately.
Well, it takes the power away. It doesn't have as much, I think, power over you when you can share it with people, right?
I think so.
And scars tell stories. Tell your story.
Yeah, I've got plenty of them.
Yeah. And she has to keep up with the kids. And I think Dylan is about ready to go. They're going to the Red Sox tonight, right?
We sure are, yep. We're going to stay for the game. They're going to go hopefully see Wally and get some fun snacks.
Yes.
They're
excited.
First inning hot dog, second inning popcorn, third inning you have the sundae and the helmet. Fourth inning,
yep. And then Ricky will take them home because they'll be tired, and I'll stick around a little bit and find my way back.
All right, Brittany, the entire Key family, guys, have fun at the game tonight. We appreciate you telling
your
story.
Much.
You have a beautiful family.
Yep.
Thank you
very
much. Congratulations,
guys.
Appreciate you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.